Okay, we are Baba Basra, Tzadik Dalid, 94, plowing through. We are in Hamochar Peros, and we are up to the Mishnah on Tzadik Yemal Mabes. But one source that I said that I would mention at the beginning of today's shir, and that is the end of yesterday's shir, according to the Machlokas, Tanoim, if I give a worker certain raw materials, and they do not fulfill the job properly, they mess up, they don't do their, they don't moisten the grain, I give an animal to a butcher to shecht, and he's nisnavalit, so the Tanakama holds that he's chayev because he's like a shomer sachar. And this is no worse than Geneva Vaveda, and Geneva Vaveda shomer sachar is chayev. So too here, it's somewhere between Geneva Vaveda and Pshia, so in those cases, what is chayev? So does one actually need to be paid? Why is one like a shomer sachar in that case? So Rav Shmuel Gamliel says even more. You got to pay the boshes. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Shin Vav. Hamolachitim litchom v'lo lisasan. You do something wrong. Chayavim l'shalim demehem. You have to pay. But the Shulchan Aruch adds v'im shachad b'chinam. But if he was a prophet, he was a shochet, and he did not get paid for it. So now, do you take it literally? So now the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im ha'yitavach mumche pater." If he's an expert, then he's pater because he wasn't. We don't assume that he made a mistake. It must have been like an ones because he's a mumche and he's pater. V'meinu mumche chayiv, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. So it seems like there is a difference l'maisa between chinam and archinam. You have to actually be paid. So the Ksos there has the discussion of the Rishonim, the Shulti Giborim, and that goes Mordechai. But what about the fact? Let's say I gave an animal to the Shochet to Shecht. He now has the privilege of doing the mitzvah of Shechita and also making the bracha on Shechita. Isn't that good enough? Because we know the Gemara in Chulin tells us, if somebody's Mark's about to do a mitzvah, and I go and give him a check, and I do the mitzvah instead, so I have to give you a hockey mashal, because it'll make you feel comfortable. And if I give you, and I steal the mitzvah, I have to pay a Yud Zehuvim. If I have to pay Yud Zehuvim to a for a mitzvah, doesn't that show that the mitzvah has an erech, has a value, and therefore, if I'm giving you the opportunity to do a mitzvah, that itself should be like a shomer sachar, right? So that's the question of the summary shonim. And therefore, summary shonim say that Gos Mordechai says it should be good enough to be considered a shomer sachar even without this. The Ksos, though, and others say it doesn't seem that way from the sources. Because what about the Gemara that we've had a number of times already? Pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that when I am Motzei Aveda, I find an item, so I am considered a Shomer Sachar on your item that you lost. Why? Because if an Ani would come at that very moment, so then I wouldn't have to give him the money, Osi B'Mitzvah, so that value is worth it to me to become a Shomer Sachar. So ask the Ksos, why didn't the Gemara just say you're doing the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Forget the Prutah Rav Yosef that you're saving. If Mitzvahs all have a value, so you should say that the Mitzvah itself makes him into a Shomer Sachar. So you see, it's not true. You see, yes, you're right, there is a value if one steals a mitzvah to pay Yud Zehuvim, but not in that way that a person would become a Shomer Sachar, even quotes at the end, mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, and therefore one shouldn't substitute mitzvah into this discussion of Shomer Sachar. Okay, that was one other shita yesterday, that was Simon Shinvav in the Ksos, Sif Katan Zion. One wants to look it up. Okay, says the Mishnah now, next Mishnah. Hamocher beres lachaveru. Somebody sells fruit to their friend. Hareze makabel alav rova tinofes l'sa'a. So this bitch is talking about how much, if I sell you a whole grain pile or a whole barrel, how much do I assume is tinofes, is psoles? Yeah, not everything. If I sometimes you come home and you came home with a whole container of grapes. So a few of the grapes are going to be mushy and unedible. So that's assumed. You look at it before you buy it and you want to get the ones that don't have it. But the assumption is that there are some there that aren't going to be edible. So too, whenever one buys anything, we assume that there is some tinofes in the item. So if somebody sells a fruit to their friend, he's makabel a rova tinofes, a quarter of a kav of tinofes for every sa'a. That's the measurement. Te'enim, if somebody sells or buys figs, mekabalav eser mitulos lemea, 10 to every 100, meaning one tenth. Martif shel yain, a whole warehouse of wine, mekabalav eser kosesos lemea, 10 wines that have gone bad for every 10. Again, a 10%. Kankanim bisharon, kankanim in sharon, mekabalav eser pitzos lemea. Again, same measurement, and we assume there's 10 bad kadim for every measurement given. The Rambam writes clearly that, where's the Rambam here? Alright, clearly, as we mentioned in previous Mishnayos, that all of these measurements are only in a place where there is no other set minhag. By Medvar Amurim, says the Rambam, in Ilchus Mechira, Ve'ein kol elu advarim amurim ala b'makam she'ein lahem minhag. Ava b'makam she'ish lahem minhag, hakol k'minhag abedina. As we said, if there's a different understanding between the people of the town, so then all these halachas don't apply. And the Ramban here quotes the same, just a little more expanded, from Rav Haigon in Sefer Mekach Umemkar. It's Rav Haigon Sefer on a certain Inyan of Dini Mamanis. Kol Ashiyurim Halalu Shein B'Mishna Hein Lafi Minag Oso Makom Shesham Nishneis HaMishna. It's only based on that area. V'chein Shesham Makomos Holchen Achara Minag Oso HaMakom. What happens if there is no Minag? U'B'Makom Shein Sham Minag. What if there is no minhag? So you might have said, okay, then you go by the Mishnah. So Rav Haigon is saying something different. No, the Mishnah is only written for the place where the Mishnah was written. So if there's no minhag, yadua, ein shav minhag yadua, ein donin bo ke'elu ha-shi'urin she'eskarnu, you don't use these shi'urim, ela roen heich mevi'in an she'oso makom ha-peiros min ha-sadeh, ulefi oso inyin osin. Every case you got to work out. The shiurim and the Mishnah, unlike you might have read the Rambam, that the Mishnah applies where there is no minhag. But if there is a minhag, you go by those shiurim. The Ramban is a little different. The Ramban quoting Rav Haigon. Ramban says that no, the shiurim and the Mishnah are just for the specific place where Yehuda Hanasi wanted, where he wrote the Mishnah. But every other place in the world has to figure out their own measurements. There is a Tshuvas HaRashba that is interesting. Actually, let's wait to do that in a minute. Let's do the first line of the Gemara. Tani. Oh, actually, no. I'll do it now in the Mishnah. It's on the Mishnah. The Rashba has a tshuva in Aleph Nunvav, 1056 in Chelik Aleph. Hanosein Moos Lachavero Lichtov Lo Sefer Torah. Let's say you hire a sofer to write a Sefer Torah. V'nimsu bo ta'oyos, and there are mistakes in the Torah. When you get it back, Tsarach Lizkar Mishe Yagiosam, and you have to hire someone else to fix the mistakes that the Sefer Torah has in it. The question is, what does the first sofer have to pay for the hiring of the second sofer? Right? Do you have to, it's his fault. Does it depend what kind of mistakes there are? Says the Rashba, Imem Ta'oyosha Derech HaSofrim L'Taos Baka, if it's mistakes that any sofer could have made, Ein HaSofer Chayev Klum. The sofer is not Chayev. Sha'apa Pisha Adosid Mos Lichtov Lo Sefer Torah, Al Sefer Torah Kosher, who knows Sein? Even though the assumption is you want a good Sefer, it's kosher Sefer Torah. The kosher Chaser Os Achas Eino Kosher, and if it's missing one letter, it's not kosher. Mikol Makom. Ta'uyos hanimsaos biksav shchichi. But if a certain letter isn't written perfectly, that's common. Ve'en lecha sofer sheyidaktik biksivaso kolkach shelo yiteklal. Maybe nowadays with computer checks, it is the responsibility. Shelo yiteklal. But he says, little mistakes, every sofer makes some. Ve'chol kayotzi bazem en astam ein das habaylam lahakpid. Va'achule machlai. Must be that people are makpid. But, miyu, if it's a Sefer Torah, if there are so many mistakes that it's not the normal derech of Sofrim to be Torah, let's say they leave out a word. Sofrim don't leave out words, then he's chayev. Levisha ze mimiyot hashkachas ha-sofer umipshiyaso. Uka'ose sha'amru, like it says in Baba Basra. Mishnah gabi tinofes shebeperos, rova shchicha yosem ruba lo shchicha. Right, we're going to have it later on, but also the Mishnah. What's common mistakes? Whatever's common mistakes is understood, and therefore is not a problem. But kol shekein im ta bo kokashi possible aseva lagamre. If you made so many mistakes that the Sefer Torah is totally possible, they gotta put it away and send it out. Says that's for sure. I guess the mistakes that he's talking about are mistakes that maybe don't possible the Torah. Don't possible the Torah, maybe you keep reading, but it doesn't pass a letter that looks a little bit this way, that way. You got to ask the cotton, but he gets it right. Or other mistakes, you leave out a molly and a chaser, whatever the mistakes might be. Those are the mistakes that he's talking about. That not every sofer makes some mistakes, but those are accepted by the balabas. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara. Tani Rav Katina. So talking about more, what are people makabel when they buy produce? Tani Rav Katina. Rova kitnis l'sa'a. When you buy a sa'ah of wheat, so you assume that there's going to be a quarter of a kav of kitnius, that got mixed up in there. Right? Kitnius, which is not the wheat. So you assume, because everything gets a little mixed up at the grain house, so you assume a little bit gets mixed up. That's the tinofes. When the Mishnah said tinofes, then Rav Katina is explaining that doesn't mean dirt. That means other produce got mixed up in there. That is what a person is mochel on. So the Gemara says, via fruis lo. You're not worried about dirt? Why not? The Amar Rabba Barchia Katosva Mishbeid Rabba Borer Tzror Migrono Shal Chaveiro. A person, let's say I go to your Goren and I remove the rocks and dirt from your storage house, from your grain, I have to pay for it. Nothing lo demechitim. I have to pay for the wheat. Why? Because you could have used a certain amount of wheat with the rocks inside, and that would have been understandable by the buyer. You remove them, so now I have to fill it up with wheat. I can't put rocks in it actively. If there were rocks in there, people are mochel. But as the Rashbam here explains, you can't go and lachadchila put rocks in the wheat that you are selling. Bima'ari biyadayim. Why? Second line on top. Avalachzer ula'arev enu yachol tahashta osa avla biyadayim. Right, if there's dirt mixed in, fine, everybody understands. But if there's no dirt mixed in and you, Dafka, put it in, that's a terrible Aveira. V'ksiv lo sasu avel. V'gam lo keach lo mochel. And also the buyer is only mochel ela mashin is arev me atzbo. Im hatzfua bal karkach shal mocher. What got mixed in by mistake. That's what the buyer is mochel. Ukshebor hatzwar umash lechutz hezek biyadayimu. And therefore, when I go over to your wheat and take out the rocks, so now you're going to have to put in more wheat. That is hezek biyadayim. That is a mazik biyadayim. We'll get to the rest of the Rashbam in a minute. But you see from there that people generally then are mochel dirt. Right, the Rav Katina says the psalas in our Mishnah means other grain. But what do you mean? You see from here, people are mochel dirt, and therefore, if you take out the dirt, you have to pay him. So the answer is no. Kitnis rova, afruris pachas mirova. No, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that kitnis is a quarter of a kav, our mochel dirt, only less than that. If you have a rova, that's why the Mishnah is only saying the level of rova kav and up, but less than that would not be used. Okay, let's just continue a few more, and then we'll come back to talk about two important points. The afruris rova lo. A rova of afruris is not acceptable. Somebody has a quarter of a kav of dirt in there for every saw. That's not acceptable. V'hatanya, but we learned in a brisa. Hamochar peiros l'chaveiro chitim. Somebody sells fruit to their friend. Mekabel of rova kitnius l'saw. His mekabel a rova of kitnius for every saw of other grain of kitnius. We'll get the kitnius. Saorim, makabel of rova nishovis l'saw. If somebody sells barley, he's makabel a quarter of nishovis, of straw, for every saw. Adashim, lentils. Right, in Yonah Parsha Shavua last week, adashim, lentils. Makabel of rova afuris l'saw. And by lentils, there's dirt in there. So that's the brisa. So my lavud in l'chidim l'saorim. Isn't this just giving examples, but each of these apply by all of the great, all of the produce involved. So even by the other ones, by everything, you have dirt. And therefore, you see, there's a rova of dirt against the pshat that we've given in our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, no. Shiny adashim deme akar akiluhu. No, lentils are different. Lentils are not cut. They're ripped out of the ground. And therefore, there's more dirt on the lentils than there are on the others. And that's why the buyer accepts more dirt by lentils. So says the Gemara, okay, you couldn't ask Akasha on the Mishnah, so now let's bring a Raya to this understanding of the Mishnah. Elataima da adashim de me'akar akriluhu, only by lentils do you say that you accept so much dirt because you uproot it. Avachidi v'sari lo, but by wheat and barley you would not. So tifsho mina chidi v'sari dafru is lo makabel. So proof from there that by dirt a person is not makabel. A kav, or you can even say it's a question. Is that makabel anything? But that's a little difficult. Let's say it's a riot to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says la'olam chidi v'sari makabel afruris. No, either way, there's no strong riot or not. You could also say even machitin saori, it's a quarter of a kav. And the chiddush is by adashim. Adashim it's tzrichalay. No, the chiddush, the brayso has to say it by lentils. Why? The saka died the chabina because I might have said kiva de me'akar akri luhu yosir mirova nami lekabel. Since dirt comes out with it, maybe I'm a kabel even more than a quarter of a kav. That would be the chiddush, and maybe the buyer is mekabel even more. Kamash malon. That's why, that's the chiddush, that a buyer is not makabel more than that, even by adashim. But there's no kasha and there's no raya to the Mishnah. Period. Stop there for a few minutes. 2 points. One smaller one and one larger one. Number one. So this Gemara talks about how tvua gets mixed up. Sometimes kitnis gets mixed up with the chitim. So this concept is the source for the minog of kinyos. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's based on the Rishon already, the Ritva and others, the Rishonim have this. But this is what we paskit, Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Pesach, Simin, Taf, Nun, Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Elu Dvarim Sheyosu Emidei Chovas Matzah. These five grains you could use to be Yosu Yechiv HaMatzah, are the same five grains that you are Chayiv and Chala. So too, the ones, the same five that you can make matzah with. Chitim, Sa'oran, Kusman, Shibola, Shuol, and Shifon. Those are the five. And the Minhag Ramah Kodesh is to use wheat. But if somebody wants to use spelt, my wife's grandmother was allergic to wheat, so she had to make spelt matzahs. That's mutter lachachila in that circumstance, or rye, or any oats, any of those, the five grains. Avaloba orez, you can't use rice, can't make rice matzahs. Ushaar, mina kitnis, no other kitnis, you can't use, make corn matzahs, or other of those. Vegamein ebam l'dichimutz, and also, not only can you not use them for matzah, but you also have it on good on the other side, they can't become chametz. They can't become chametz, these items. Umutr lasas mayam tafshil. And therefore on Pesach, you're allowed to have corn bread. Right? Because there's no, if, as long as you don't have any wheat in there, cornbread, pure cornbread, it's not a no problem. Ramav, the yesh, osrim, v'aminag ba'ashkenaz lahachmir, v'ein lushanos. Says the Ramah, this is the minag of Ashkenazim, not to eat kinyos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Lo meikra, this is quoting from the earlier poskim, lo meikra dinu, el chumra shechmiru aleihem. But it's a chumra. Why is it a chumra? V'tam chumra zu, mishum shelifamim, tevua ma'orav b'mine kinyos. Exactly our Gemara. Grain is mixed up, you get some kinyos in there, the efshalavara yafa, and you can't separate them. You're going to try to take the kinyos out, but you're going to have some grain in there. But asil de chimas, because yofim, bo yavash, o yavashlaim. That's the problem, because they couldn't have exactly separate, right? Sometimes on packages, you say, this might have traces of blank, right? For allergy information. So why? Because it's hard to separate sometimes. You do it in the same factory, and that's why it's a problem. Number one, the ode, and number two is a marasayin issue. Shekama pamim tochanim ha'orez ushar minikinyos lekemach. Sometimes you'll make the rice or the corn into flour. The kama pamim ofen gamke mehem lachem. And sometimes you even make bread out of them, like I just said, cornbread. Ve'ika hedyotim va'ame ha'orez tuva. And there are many Chachamim, shelo yavchino ben kemach zel kemach shomini dagan. I didn't realize you could have bread on Pesach. Ubein pazu lapash shomini dagan. V'yasi lakule gam bapas v'kemach shomini dagan. And therefore, it is a maris ayin issue. Right, that is two reasons. Number one, the original source. Number two, a maris ayin issue. And then the Ramah Ezvei and Lashanos, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, even on Achron shal Pesach, you shouldn't be mekel. Meaning, unlike the other chumra of Gebrux, that's quoted in the Achronim, from Shari Tshuva and others, where many are mekel on Shemini Shel Shepesach, on Achron Shel Pesach, but when it comes to this, one cannot be mekel. We call it Pshas HaTchak, the Shas HaTchak, a person is going to eat, then you could use it. So for example, for a child, if a child doesn't, remember, we had a one case with our kids, so we have one child that's allergic to milk. So when they were young, they didn't drink any milk. So what do you do? So they had a soy milk or a rice milk. So the poskim said, you have to look it up, but in certain cases, you have to look, call the companies, but if there's mamish, no wheat at all, sometimes there's mixed in. But if there's no wheat at all, so then, one would be able to be mako for ketanim, for zakenim, if there's nothing else to give them, to give kitnios. Shailes, that comes up, what is included in kitnios? What is included in kitnios? So some, I think, are generally, accepted within the minhag of kitnios. Rice, and corn, and a couple of other items. But what about if you have a new product? What if you have a new product? What about peanuts? Are peanuts for sure kitnios? That's Rav Moshe's Tshuva in 1966. Be'inyin peanut, im yesh boch shash iser mina kitnios. I'll throw out another one. What about quinoa? Quinoa, the newest of the grains. Right, Machlokas, Rav Shechter, and Rav Belsky. Right, what is, whether quinoa is kitnios or not? The OU, I don't think Paskins. He says Rav Shechter says it's not kitnios, and Ravelsky says maybe it is. So once you be machmer, Rav Shechter is mekel. So many are mekel. So says the says Rav Moshe in the Tshuva. He says lechora nothing Rav Moshe's tshuva seems, Rav Sheffler seems to be going in the derech of Rav Moshe. V'gam yesh litein tam didin mashen eser b'minog ha'ein ze davar an eser b'kibbutz chachamim. Kineas wasn't that the Sanhedrin got together and said, let's aser Kineas, and you might have like low plugs. Ela shehinhigu asa'am lahachmir shalalecho minim elu shahaya matzui la'ochlam mibnei ha'ta'amim d'chshash mini dagan, etc. Ava kivan shalo tiknu b'kibbutz chachamim le'echo dvarim shishash yisar b'mini dagan ela shehinhigu. Skipping, therefore, you should not include except things that were then. Shelachin, tapuche adama. What about potatoes? What about potatoes? Says Ramosha. Shlohayu matsuyin az kiadua. They didn't have potatoes. Falo and higu. Memela laostrum enam bechala iser. There's no reason to answer them. De elu minim shenagu lasar afshiish osu atamamish. Even if you have the same reason, still you're not going to answer it. Ukishen is rabu tapuche adama b'medina seinu lo ratzu chach meador lahanig laosron ulai b'bnei atzorech. Maybe just practically, what else are you can eat on Pesach? V'ulai b'bnei shatamim klushim, because you can't include anything more in the minug that they had originally. Lachen chach meidoros achronim lo ratzu lahosif laser od minim shenitos v'achar kach rakish eif shalahatir mashakvar nagu iser, and therefore gam peanuts. Lo asru baharbi makomos. And that's why if you look in many places, peanuts are not asru. Some places are. You have to know where the minug was accepted. To know where there's a minug. If there's no minug, so then maybe we're saying yish makom lahakel. But if there is a minug, just there are certain minhagim in America and in Chutzlah and in Eretz Yisrael. What about cottonseed? What about sesame? What about canola? You know, many of these, it works in both directions. I found last Pesach, right? Some of them are considered kitnias in Eretz Yisrael. You can't get them. It just says lochli kitnias bavad. I think cottonseed. Right? I don't remember what it was. Kutna. Right? Well, in Chutz La'aretz, it's not considered kitnias. In America, people don't consider it kitnias. So it depends on the...
Just what it says.
No, I'm saying, but there are... you ask the poskim, but it seems like sometimes there are different minhagim. We're finding where one is. I want you to follow the minhag. But again, this is the interesting discussion. That's for Moshe. I didn't say where it was, by the way. Arachayim chela gimel simin samach gimel.
Gimel samach gimel.
That is the smaller issue. The larger issue, it comes up on the first line of this Gemara. And it said that, let's say I go to your grain, I take out the rocks. I take out the rocks, so I have to pay you, because now you have to throw in more grain in order to sell this. So why can't I just put grain back in? Because that would be a dayim. And nobody's mochel if I, dafka, put the rocks and the dirt into my wheat in order to sell it. Number one. And then, the yim kain, the inami, look now on the second line of the Rashbam, second skinny line, lo chashivili has a gomor. Right? It's not mamish. If I take rocks out of your pile of wheat, is that mamish hezek? I'm not smashing something of yours. I am causing you a loss. So it's not really hezek. To mikol makom ein gufan ein shavin klum. But here's the line we already alluded to it yesterday. L'chayim miyam mishum dina de garmi. But it's at least garmi. The kagon soriv shterosa shel chaver. It's at least garmi, which again, as we said yesterday, it's not grumma, it's more than grumma, but it's less than maisa yashir. You didn't smash his car with a baseball bat, but you caused him an actual loss. You removed the rocks, and therefore it's enough to be mechayev you, because we paskin da'in dina digarmi. What is the definition? Yesterday we had a couple of machlokas. What are the definitions of grumma and garmi? So just to mention quickly the three groups of Rishonim. Number one, the Rashbam is here. So let's read the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say? What's Garmi? Look at the last four lines of that Dibur Maskel. Aval, Eino Ose Oso B'Yadayim, Ela Goreim Achshav, Sheyavo Hezek Memela La'achar Zman. Grumma means I do something now and I cause a loss later, delayed in time. Aval Dina De Garmi, B'Yadayim Humazik, Ela She'ein HaHezek Nikar. That's the Rashbam's definition, right? It's direct, but the hezek is not, and it's right now, but it's not nikar. Let's see, I'm a tame your taros. Maybe that's garmi. I burn up your star. That's what somebody owes you. So right now, but it's not nikar the hezek, because I didn't burn the $100. I burned the raya that you're going to collect the $100. That is the Rashbam's definition. You got to work that out to all the cases and shas that discuss garmi. It's an avera biyadayim. Some Rishonim hold that there is no concept really of garmi on a daraisa level. And it's all just a concept, midrabanan. And that is a shita of many bali tosas in a few different places. We had it in this besechta, back on daf chav beis. On chav beis on the beis, the bottom tosas, you look at the ritzbah. Venira la ritzbah, the dina de garmi, have mitam knas. That's tosas right here, babasar chav beis on the beis. It's a knas. Lachain, kala hezek amazi v'rogel lavo l'kansu chachamim. That is why that shita in Tosfos that comes up in a few places in Shas, that's the easiest shita to explain all the cases in Shas. Because basically, wherever the Gemara says garmi, it's a very common case. So chazal were kones. If it doesn't say garmi, that's very unusual. So chazal were not kones. So therefore, that is the shita of Baale Tosfos. On a daraisa level, there is no difference. Who likes the shita? The shach. Whenever the shach likes your shita, you know you're in good hands. Because whenever the shach likes a shita, he convinces the world that everybody really holds of that shita. And he doesn't think it, whenever he has a das yachid that he likes, he takes all the makaros, makes a nukimta, and says, but now you see that everybody agrees with me. So the shach here, it is in Simen Shin Pei Vav. The shach here, interesting, fascinating historical note. The shach says, on Dina de Garmi, v'hischalti la'asos chibur ubiur upilpal al dvarav. The Rabban has a whole sefer on Garmi. Says the shach, I started to write my own sefer on Garmi. And I was going to publish it. It was going to be Kuntras Dina de Garmi to the shach, which comments on every case of the Ramban, which we'll talk about the Ramban sheet in a minute. Ach ba'asher. But then when I realized that his whole sefer was built on the principle that Garmi is a din to Oraisa, and therefore he has to give 45 explanations for every case in Shas, whether Garmi, why Garmi applies here or not here, and I realized that that sheet is wrong, and I realized that Garmi is only a concept of Rabban, I don't have to explain anything. Because all the cases are just is not shchiach or it's shchiach, so I stopped writing the sefer. That's what he says. Amazing. Amnam lefima shenir ali iker dina de garmi ein ala knasa de rabbanan ein sorach lachalik b'shem chilukim raka masha kaza shara poskim shachalim kansku b'davish ein nir lahem shu shchiach v'ragil v'chi ha'gavna v'ein ladamos gzeres chachamim zu lazu al kain chazarti la'achori milaso sachibur. I stopped writing the sefer, says the shach. But im kolzeh, I'm going to comment. So now he has six columns at the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Vav, a sefer according to everybody else, but he has keeps going. You see the shach, he talks about every case the Rambam talks about. I don't know what the difference is between a separate chibur and this piece over here, but that is the shach. I guess we have some svarim of the shach. We have Tukfal Kohen, we have some separate svarim of the shach, but that's what he says. But he likes the shita that Garmi and Garmi is the Rabbanan. Most Rishonim hold that even on a Daraisa level, there are Chilukim. Every Rishon has his own definition, which he has to fit in most cases to. I'll just read you the Ramban. The Ramban in Kutras Dina de Garmi, his definition is Kol Hagorem Umachmas Gramaso Bo Hezik. You caused a damage, and because of your damage, a damage came. She'i efshar ela ba'oso hezek. It for sure was going to happen. Ve'eno tali b'das acherim, and you did it yourself. Ela b'shash shegarim ba hezek, and there was no time delay. Osho wasi lava, or even if there was a time delay, that's garmi. So you did something indirect which causes an immediate hezek, and nobody else helped you out. So again, and then he goes through, fascinating, that's why there's such a fascinating sefer, the Kutras, because he goes through every case in Shas, coming up with chidushim in every case, how you explain it. Is it garmi, is it not garmi? So you have Baale Tosfos, all this all, Drabanan, most Rishonim, the Me'iri, the Ramban, every Rishon has its own definition, and he has to fit it in. And then you have the last Shita, which some suggest for Rashi, and others suggest for the Rambam. And that is, Rashi and the Rambam both seem not to have a concept of Garmi. They don't quote it, meaning they don't think there's a difference between Garmi and Grama, even on a Daraisa level, and you are Chayiv in all the cases. If you're not Chayiv, that means it's even less than Grama. The Rambam says, In Zion, in Chovel, Kol Hagorim Lahazik Mamon Chavero Chayiv L'Shalem Nezek Shalem. If you what do you mean? Grum is putter. See, he's blurring the lines between grum and garmi. Kol agorim lahazik mamon chaver chayiv. Ho v'hu gorim arishon chayiv. And then he quotes v'chein asar shtaros shel chavero. V'chein if you sell a star and then you're mochalit. V'chein right if you all the cases that we have of garmi. The Rambam doesn't call that garmi versus grama. He just says if you're gorim nezik you're chayiv. So that is the third opinion, and that is what that is. Said for the Rambam. It's said for Rashi. It's mefurish in the Ravon. That's the one Rishon that we have. Unknown Rishon. In the Ravon, in Baba Kam, in Simon Chafez, he says it beferish. Called Makum Shetimsa Betalmud, Grama Benizak and Pater. Wherever you see that line, that's only according to the Manda Amar that does not hold of Garmi. Amazing. Whenever you see Grama Benizak and Pater, it only according to the Manda Amar. But really, Vekivin de Dainina Dina de Garmi, Asli Luhukulu Patiri de Rabba. All the cases of Pater don't apply. That's only according to the other man, the Amar. Okay? That is Garmi, comes up in a number of places. One of them is right here in the Rashbam. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, we go weiter. So we have Kineas, and we have Garmi. Amar Rav Huna, in Bolanafos, Minafe es Kulo. Let's say I am buying wheat from you, and before I buy it, I'm a medakdon. So I start taking out the dirt and the rocks before I buy it. Why? Because it looks to me that there's a little too much dirt in this pile. I know there's a certain level that I am makabel automatically, but this still looks like a little too much in this pile. So manafes kulo. So if I come to sift it, then the seller then has to take out all. Meaning if I find that there's a little more than a quarter of a kav in here, then you gotta take out everything. You can't just go down to a kav and say, okay, but you're usually mochel on a kav. No, no, no. Once I start taking out, because you put in more, you gotta take out everything. Why? Amri la din of Amri la knasa. Some say it's maker a din, some say it's a fine. Amri la dina, some say it's a din. Why? Ma diyav zuze aperi shapiri yav. Really? Usually, even when I pay for something, I'm never paying an mochel, really, I'm not paying for the dirt also. I'm paying for the fruit. Verova la tarach inish. It's just that, for the quarter of a kav, It's not worth my while to try to get it out. But Yosef may rova tarachinish. But once it's more than a rova, it is worth my while because there's less grain in there. The kiva the tarach tarabakuli. And once I'm being megala my das and I'm being matriach on this, then I want to get rid of all of it. I want to get rid of all of it. Therefore, may ikar hadin. The seller has to take out all of it once he messed up and had a little too much dirt in there. V'yamri laknasa, and some say, no, it's just a fine. Meikra din. Why rova shchiach yoser lo shchiach? Rova is common to have in there, and more than that is not. V'ihu da'arif. So how is there more than that in there? It must be that he himself put it in there. V'ihu arif. V'kivan da'arif, consider Rabbanu b'kule. And since he was ma'arif, that he mixed it in l'chadchila, so Rabbanu rekones him about everything. You got to take it all out. Simin kaltrei shtari deravin barav nachmin onov kavlanusa meisve brisa, or I should say Mishnah in Kelayim. Kolsa sheish barova miminache yimae. Discussed this I think last week when Kelayim came up. Let's say Kelayim. We know there are five types of Kelayim. The five types of Kelayim are Kelai begadim, what we call shatnez. Two types of Kelai behema, cross breeding and cross working. That's 2 and 3. And then you have Kilai Ha Kerem in a vineyard. And number 5, Kilai Zroim. So here we're talking about Kilai Zroim. Two types of growths, of vegetables, a fruit and a vegetable. So let's say it's mostly a cucumber field, a cucumber patch, and there's a little bit of tomatoes in there. How little of tomatoes are allowed to be in there so it's not called Kilai? Says the Mishnah, if there's a saw of cucumbers and there is a rova hakav of tomatoes, you gotta make it smaller. So, says the Gemara, Savruha derova kilayim ki yoser me rova dahacha. A rova of kilayim causes problems by kilayim, right? A rova of the different vegetable, and that's like more than a rova of dirt here. Compare a rova by kilayim and more than a rova here. Those are the two parallel cases that cause problems. The rova causes problems by kilayim. More than a rova causes problems by the dirt. The katania, what does it say here? Yemait. By kilayim it says you just got to make it lower, get it back down to a kav. So what's the kasha? Different rishonim what the kasha is, but let's say the Rashbam's pshat. So it's a kasha according to the opinion that says you got to get rid of kasha on Rav Huna, the manafes kulo, if it's maker adin, why? Right, it just go down to what it was. So too, in the case of selling, just get the dirt down to the cob and then go through the sale. So then where it says lo, nope, it's not parallel. Rova to kilayim ki rova to hachadami. No, rova of kilayim is like rova to hacha. Each of those, meaning if it's a rova, that's what you would compare it to. And in a chinami, more than a rova of kilayim, you would have to get rid of the whole thing. So it is parallel. You would have to get rid of the whole thing by more than a rova. So Gemara says, "Ihachi amai you might." If that's true, then why do you have to be might at all? If it's just a rova, mishum chumer to kilayim. because Kelaim is very stringent. It's Chamur, Bezdin, and the Rashbam says, Shein Bezdin Yechom Hafkia Isser. They can't get rid of it, so it's a Chumur of Kelaim. So Ihachi, that's what to say, but let's just finish. Ihachi Ema Seifa. If that's true, but look in the Seifa then. It says in the next line, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yavor. Rabbi Yossi says you got to separate the whole thing. In the Mishnah there. So, Iyamad Bishlamaki Yosemi Rova Tinofas Dami. If you say like what originally we said, and you have to get rid of it, Me'ikir Hadin, Bahaka Mivligi, that kind of Savar Lokasin and Ateira, the Yisura, Rabbi Yossi, Ever Kansinon. If you say it's based on Me'ikir Hadin, and you had the original comparison like we had, then you understand the Machlokas is whether we're Kones the person to remove everything or not. By Kilayim. Ela Iyamad Karova Dami. But if you say what we answered, and that is the rova equals a rova, amai yavur, then why would Rabbi Yossi say you have to separate the whole thing? It's a double chumra. He would have a double chumra. Number one, that you have to remove it, and number two, they have to remove all of it. So why would he have both of those chumras? So the Gemara answers, no, there's a special reason he would say, Hasam hayno taima de Rabbi Yossi, mishum demechzi ki mekayim kelayim. Period. If you go to your field and start taking out the tomatoes in the cucumber patch, and then you stop because you got to a kav, okay, this is enough. So it reflects the fact, it looks like you're leaving kelayim in the field. Once you're uprooting it, you got to take everything out. You can't leave it there. It's Marasayan. It looks like you're being Mekayim Kelayim. This fits in beautifully to what we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, the whole Yisod of the Torah Zrayim on the Isser of Kelayim. On a Daraisa level, he explained this Mishnah, actually. What does this Mishnah say? If I have a couple of tomatoes, it's okay. It's okay if it's a little bit less. Why? What's the Svar for that? Bittel? That's how most Rishonim say it's Bittel. The tomatoes are Bittel in the cucumbers. We never have a concept of Bittel if you could see the tomatoes. We never have such a concept. And lechadchila, what kind of bittel is this? So the Torah Zeram explained at the beginning of Meseches Kilayim, and other Achronim say this as well, the Yisod of Kilayim, even on a Daraisa level, is Marasayin. A lot of Kilayim is what it looks like. That's why we gave the example. The Mishnah says, let's say I have two fields right next to each other that are Kilayim with each other. But one of the fields is shaped like a triangle. And the point of the field goes right next to the next field. So it looks like a separate field, even though it's right next to it. You know what? There's no problem with Kilayim. If it's Rosh Tar. Why? Because Kilayim, even on a... Usually Marasayan is a... You know, you might come to lead. No, this is... The Isser of Kilayim Daraisa is when it looks Mu'urav. That's the Isser of Kilayim. And therefore, here too, it's not Bittel working. And this line fits in beautifully to this whole idea. It's a Mechzi Ki Mekayim Kilayim. Because that's what Kilayim is all about. Kilayim is about Mechzi, what it looks like. Okay. One other point that just came up on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says you got to remove the tomatoes, let's say from the cucumbers. What stage of growth are we talking about? What stage of growth? So if you look at the Rambam says we're talking about before you plant it. You have the seeds. How much seeds of tomatoes are allowed to be mixed up with the cucumbers? That's what we're talking about. The Zriya, and you got to take it out, you got to do this separating before the Zriya. The Rashbam says, right here on the bottom, even after Zriya, just before Hashrasha. Even if it's already in the ground, but you got to take it out before it takes roots. Why? Because once it has taken roots, says the Rashbam, the whole thing becomes Asur, and you got to rip out the whole thing. That's what the Rashbam says. Fourth to last line. Right? I'm sorry, this is the other one. Tenth to last line. He says, once it became Hushrash, Avalim Nashru, Nishrashu, Ein Lemo Takana, Shekvar Nasru Bashrash, it's already done, it's already Asr. That's what the Rashbam says. If you look at Tosfos right here, if you look at the Ritva, they say, what is the Rashbam talking about? We just mentioned five types of Kilayim. Kilaya Kerem becomes Asr after it's planted. What does it say in Kiseitse? Pentikdash ha-malei ha-zer ha-tizor ha-sfos ha-karim. But Kilei ha-karim becomes Asur Bahana after it's planted. Kilei ha-zraim is Asur to do. It doesn't become Asur Bahana. What's the Rashbam talking about? Says Tosfos. Just ask it. He says, Ve'ein nira. Where did he say at the end? He says, Umashapir Shemishu Einlam Takana Agav Churfe Lo Ayin. Says Tosfos. Because he's so smart, he skipped over it. He didn't realize what he was talking about. Says Tosfos, what does he mean? Kilei Zrayim? They don't become Asur B'hana. So it's even after Hashrasha. Tosfos and the Ritva say. So you have three sheets in the Rishonim. You have the Rambam before Zriya, the Rashbam after Zriya before Hashrasha, and Tosfos and the Ritva even before even after Hashvasha. The Ritva is a little even more charif. Right? Tosfos says, Agav Churfei. What does the Ritva say? Kinayim v'shachiv amar maran lahay svara. Remember we had that washin, Baba Kama Samachay. He must have been sleeping when he gave this shir. Kinayim v'shachiv, he says, befurish. Obviously the Rashbam knew this halacha of the Torah. So what answer could you give for the Rashbam? What can you answer for the Rashbam? So I saw a beautiful thought from the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech says that maybe the answer for the Rashbam is the whole Torah, when it says that Kilei Azram is not Aser Ba'anah, that's only if it happens by accident. Kilei Kerem is Aser even if you know about it and you let it happen. Kilei Azraim, if you let it happen, so then it's also not Aser Ba'anah. But if you actually did it, so maybe there it is Aser Ba'anah. So no kimta, but that's an answer suggested by the Shar HaMelech. Again, but three sheets is how to read the Gemara. Vayter, let's continue where we are. So what did we just have? The issue was, if I put in a little too much dirt, then not only do I have to take out the extra dirt, the whole thing is ruined. So we have a couple of other brises. Do we say only the problem, if you have a case where there's part problem and the rest is okay, so you have to get rid of the whole problem. Toshma says the Mishnah in Baba Metzia. Shna yimshiv kidu eitz alechad. Two people gave me money to watch. Zeman of Zemasayim. One gave me $100, one gave me 200. And then they both come and I forgot who gave me the 200. And they both claim it. Zeomer Masayim Shalib, Zeomer Masayim Shalib. What do I do? So no sin lazeman or zeman. I give each of them 100. Vashar yemunachad jebo Eliyo. And the rest stays till Eliyo comes. But what do you see from there? You're not kones the ikker because of the extra. Right, you see from there, the extra, you should say, if you want to say parallel, you have to get rid of everything beforehand, all the dirt, so to here, you should put everything away till Eliyahu. So Gemara says, no, can't compare the cases. Hachi hashta, hasam, over there, vadei mona lamar. There, they're each entitled to 100 for sure. So that's why you could each give it to them. Hacha miyemer delav kule aruve ariv. Here, is it who says that he put it all, who says that he didn't put it all in? And therefore, here, they're each telling the truth, but here we might be dealing with a real conniver. He might have put in all this dirt, so therefore, that's why we get rid of all of that. Tasha b'seifa, what about from the second shita in that Mishnah? Amar Reb Yossi, imkein mahifsid ramai. Reb Yossi says, what do you mean? You can't give him back each 100, because then the guy who's trying to get the 200, who's lying, has nothing against him. Ella hakol yemunach hashem aliyo. No, the only way to prevent this Ramai from coming is if he knows that the halacha is everything's going to be put away until aliyo. So he's going to lose his own 100. So what do you see from there? That you are konis the guf. You are konis the main up to the extra problem. So the Gemara says the opposite. Hakiyasha. Wait a minute. Hasam vada ikar Ramai. By Reb Yossi's case, in the case of Bamitziyah, for sure there's a liar. That's why you put it away. Hacham yemer deruvi arif. Here, maybe he didn't mix it. Maybe just extra dirt got in by itself. Tashma, one more. Says the Mishnah. Says the, now this back in Baba Metzia. Shtar sheish bo ribis. You have a star that has ribis on it. Star that says, I lent you 100 and you're paying me back 110. Kontsin oso, what's the halacha? Where kones him, veinagova loas a karen veloas a ribis. The malvik cannot even collect the keren, the principal. Not just can he get the ribis, he can't collect the principal. Div Rabbi Meir. So you see that we're konis the guf. Answers the Gemara, no, hachi hasha. Wait a minute. Ha, samishas ksiva hu dava leishuma. Over there, he did the yisra already. He mamish did the yisra. You know for sure he did the yisra from the shas ksiva. Ha, chamiyemer de ruvi arit. But here, who says that he mixed it in? Toshma miseifa, again the opposite. The next case, the chachamim omrim govas a karen and govas a ribis. The chacham say you are go with the karen, you are go with the karen, so you're not kones. So where it says no hachiyashta, wait, ha some vade karna de terehu, over there by the loan, the karen's for sure okay. So that's where you can give it. It's just the extra that is the problem, the ribis. But hacha, maybe over here he put all the dirt in. Miyemra de kule lo aruve ariv. Maybe he put all the dirt in here. So therefore, maybe it could work in the opposite direction as well. A lot to talk about on this case. Let's just talk about two more minutes. Number one, Tosfos discusses here. Tosfos discusses, you not go with the Karen or the Ribbis. But according to the Chachamim, you are go with the Karen. Why you go with the Karen? It's Mashbir, you go with the Karen because of the Shtar. But what do you mean? Because of the Shtar? Edom Sulim. The Edom that signed the Shtar, right, what did it say? The Mishnah says in Ezeo Neshech, that who violates the Isra of Ribbis? The Malve, the Love, the Edom, the Sofer, the Arev, everybody! So how can you collect based on the Shtar, even the Karen, the Edom Apostle? They did a puzzle. Unbelievable kasha. Tosas acham omrim. Dolam ashtar kasher. Kivash eidim ogren alos simun. So Tosas answers, two answers. Look at the second wide line of Tosas. Second wide line, v'yesh lomar, dolos simun le'in shiva malbe v'alove v'ari mashmalu. The eidim don't think that they're doing anything wrong here. They think that they are facilitating an avera, but they're not doing an avera. And the rule is, by pasal eidus, even if somebody's doing an avera, if they don't think it's an avera, they're not pasal eidus. Right, that's the heter, not the heter, but just the allowance of a gambler. Let's say the gambler doesn't think he's violating Geneva, even though it's Osir. It's Osir! But people don't think it's Osir, so that's why they're not going to be Pasal Eidus. That's part of the rule of Pasal Eidus. You have to know what you're doing is wrong.
Okay, what's the Lova claiming?
What?
What's the Lova claiming?
What is the Lova claiming? It was Ribbit. He also did the Aver. We're going to get to that too.
So, but he's claiming at least that he's motive that he owes at least the...
Oh, so that's this source. We're going to get to that in a second. Even if it sounds like he can't collect, well, according to the Remeir, he can't collect the principal even if the Lova admits. That's what it sounds like, which we'll get to probably tomorrow. But let's just finish this question. So answer number one, how can you collect with these Eidim Psulim? Number one, because they don't think they're apostle. Number two, maybe it's a case where they said they were Ones. Maybe they said they were Ones. That's why it's not a problem. The Ritva says another answer that Tosfos had rejected. Maybe you're collecting not based on the shtar, because maybe it doesn't say beferish in the shtar that there was a case of ribbis. The ribbis is not beferish. Number three. Number four, beautiful. The Ksos Simin Nun Bey says, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. If you shecht on Shabbos, shchitasok shera. Ah, you're a mumar? No, you become a mumar only after the act. Once you did it, then you become a mumar. So the act itself is okay. So to here says the Ksos. When do they become pasul? Once they sign. As they sign, this shtar, that they're still okay. From now on, they're going to be pasul. So that's why it's only mikana lahaba, it's not lamafreya. And therefore, they would be kosher for this shtar. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with the discussion in the previous Tosfos, which Josh just asked, and that is, how could you even, it sounds like according to the Remeir, you don't even collect the Karen, even if the Lova admits? What do you mean? Why aren't we konis the Lova just like we're konis the Malva? So we're going to see here, right? It should be knas both. He doesn't have to pay anything. So that's what Tosfos deals with. And as Hashem, Dibrasel Konsin, we'll start with that tomorrow. A Charifus, or Rabbi Kiva Eger, and other Achronim as well, the Shoal Meshav. Okay, we'll start with that tomorrow.